Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
And like I always do, every time I come over here, I like to share a brief report about what is going on over there on Chalmette. God is being so good. God is blessing us. He working through our church over there in Chalmette. We working on new leaders. My wife is teaching some leader class in the next few months. We fixing and opening a few more cell group. Thank God we reopened the youth group a few weeks ago. And God bless us with a person he brought to church last year and started preparing right away, you know, to serve the Lord. She got a heart for the Lord. She loved to serve the Lord. Is a person always ready, you know, to be used on any area in any situation you need. And God being so good, like I said, there's new people coming to church from different area. Like a couple of weeks ago, we got a new family from Honduras. They almost filled the church. I can tell you, it was the couple, and they got 5 kids. There's a lot of people. But there's a lot of, you know, stuff that we've been going through in church. Also, we lost, well, we not lost, but almost third part of our church, they had to go to work in Maryland due to the situation around here. They're not too much work. You know, the type of job we do is not, they're not too much work around. But God is being good, and we have to learn that, you know, in every situation, we got to get the best of that situation. You know, it's been kind of hard for many people, but we have to know as Christians, we always will be good, will be go through situation. That's part of our life, you know, and we have to understand that. And even the Bible teaches us that we're going to have to go through situation like that. You know, there's a lot of stories in the Bible that show how God people have to go through hard situations, but how those people get the best of their situation. And that's exactly and right what we got to do. On every situation, we have to get the best. Who like to hear the stories? Nobody? Who like to read the stories? Who loves history when it was in school? Not many people. I love it. Every time I read history, I feel like I've been inside, right in front of the TV, watching a movie. That transported me to the time. Same thing happened every time I read my Bible. And I read one of those history or a story from the Bible. I feel like I've been watching a movie. My mind is there. My mind, my whole body is right there where everything is happening, you know, where everything is going through. I feel like I've been there. And that's why I love a story. That's why I love to read about history. That's why, you know, many times when I read in my Bible, I say, I love this book of the Bible. I think this is the one I like the most, but I lie. The whole book of the Bible, I love it. Every single book. All 66 books of the Bible, I love it. Of course, there's a few one that they start because Luis is son of Luis and Hermana Nivia, and then because AJ is the son of Hermana, you know, and people get kind of, I don't need to hear that. No, we got to hear that to understand and learn why everything is happening. But like I say, I love to read history. I love to hear a story, especially when we read it from the Bible. And the Bible teaches us about one in a special in Genesis chapter 39. I want you to join me right there. Genesis chapter 39. We're going to read about Joseph. I don't know why. I confuse all my life. I confuse between Joseph and Daniel. Sometimes I be talking about Joseph, and I don't know why I mention Daniel. And sometimes I be talking about Daniel, and I mention Joseph. It looked probably because they went through almost the kind of same situation. I think that's the reason why. But I want you to join me this morning on Genesis chapter 39, and we're going to read about Joseph. We're going to read about his life. What about if we stand up? I know our brother Louis, he already get all the Bible verse right there. And what about if we stand up and all read it together? You help me out. I'll be talking too much. I'm going to have to talk too much. If you help me out, that will help. I have to drink a lot of water. That's why I always carry water with me. I'm a water drinker. I'm a water boy. Yeah, I love water. Thank God for the water. But yeah, help me out right there. Genesis chapter 39, we're going to read the whole chapter. Don't worry, it's not so many verses. It's only 200 verses. No, not really. No, it's 23 verses. One, at the count of three, we all read it together? Amen? Amen. Are we ready for it? That's Pastor David? No, I thought he wasn't. I will let him preach. Heavenly Father, thank you for being so marvelous. Thank you because you are beautiful. Thank you because you give us the opportunity this morning to wake up and praise your name, coming to hear your word, Lord, and enjoy this such a beautiful morning, Lord. Thank you. It's a privilege to enjoy your creation, Lord. Father, thank you for your word. Father, I pray this morning that your word work on our heart and our mind, and that you help us to apply everything to our life, and that we can learn how to take the best on every situation. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, the reason why I want you to read the whole chapter is because I want you to get inside the story so you can understand a little bit better. If I will read, you probably will listen to me sometime, but sometimes you probably change your mind. But if you're reading, you got to keep your mind on it, right? And that way we can understand better. And it's a blessing that when we can read those stories, we can learn something about it. And Joseph is the perfect example to get the best of every situation. I know as a human being, it's easy, you know, to start complaining and say, oh, why this happened to me and this and that, and, you know, and take a wrong way everything that sometimes is just a test. While we are on this life, what I call it, you probably heard me say that before, the campground, the campground, that's how it is. This is like a camp, being on a camp, being on a training camp, that's how I call it, on this life. But we got it. Get the best of everything we do. I heard about a man one time that he was heard from God to push a strong rock, a bigger rock, bigger than him. And the man was pushing and pushing and pushing. And every day the man come and push and push. And the time come when he was so strong, like being going to the gym. And the man come to God and asked, Lord, I just doing just what you told me to do. And look, this rod, I cannot even move. I can't understand, you know, as a human being, I'm not strong enough to move this rock. And the Lord said, but look at you, how you look like, healthy and strong. Sometimes God called you to do a stuff that you don't understand. It's going to be hard for us to understand. But God didn't call us to understand what he tells us to do. He calls us to be obeyed. We got to be obedient. That's what God called us to do. And that's exactly what happened with Joseph. Joseph went through a hard situation. I don't know, everyone who over here read Joseph's story, the whole book of Genesis. But if you people, if you didn't read it yet, I can encourage you to read the whole book of Genesis. Is a beautiful story about what happened with him. Joseph, he was one of his father's favorite child. And his brothers saw him to be a slave. But look, he could be probably, you know, frustrated for what he was going through. But God brought him to this situation because God has a purpose on his life. Let me tell you, brother. And sister, God has a purpose on your life. If you didn't know that, you got to read the Bible and take those stories to your heart and apply to your mind and put it on practice. And you will see that God got a purpose in your life. Tell the person next to you, God has his purpose in your life. Yes, it is. Look. How we get the best of every situation, how we do that, the first thing we got to do, don't let the situation drive you to be negative, to be in negativity. You got to be positive. Joseph came to Egypt in the worst condition as a slave. And we can see through his life how he went from a slavery to victory. And what we read right there is not there yet. The best is still to come. He was the man in charge of the chief commander of Egypt. Yeah, he got a high position, and that wasn't the best. Later on, if we continue reading, in chapter 41, we can see what God did through Joseph. Joseph, one of the things I like when I read about it is that say that Joseph was a handsome man. And I don't know why I was thinking about myself. My name is Joseph too. Well, in Spanish, Jose. But if we translate on English, Joseph. So every Joseph looked to be handsome. And I look on him myself. I think I'm handsome. At least my wife tell me that every week when I get her check. Yeah, every Friday. Thank you, my handsome man. But only on Friday she tell me that. But still, you know, there's a lot of good things we can learn from this. He came to Egypt in the worst condition. And God used him big time. He was sold to a slave. But probably, he probably said in his heart, hate for his brother. He probably was thinking that the worst was to come in. He thought that probably the worst was still to come into him. You can't imagine. You was the favorite of your father, and now you've been sold to be a slave. You weren't expecting nothing good. That probably happened to him. But that really, we can learn, and we know that when we read, that really didn't happen to him. He didn't let, you know, the situation drive him to be negative. It looked, when we read the whole story, like he always was positive. Everything we do, he was doing the right thing. And one thing I like, and when he said that the Lord was with him, that means he was doing everything right. Don't forget, we got a God that is away from sins. If this Joseph would be a sinner, man, I can guarantee you that God wouldn't be with him. God would stay away from him. But when the Bible said that the Lord was with him, that means that was a righteous man, that he was walking with the Lord in his daily basis. And I can tell you right now, don't let any situation, if you've been going through to tribulation, don't let this drive you to be negative. And I know usually that's what we do. And usually we complain to the Lord. Lord, but you know I go to church every Sunday. You know I go to my cell group every Friday. I forgot sometimes to read my Bible. I forgot to meet church. Sometimes I miss church. But Lord, why you do this to me? Why this has happened to me? Don't be negative. Don't be negative. We got to be positive. In fact, when we read on the Bible sometimes that the Bible says that we got to be joyful, what it's telling you right there and tell me is that we got to be positive. Not all the time when we hear in the Bible, when we read on the Bible that we got to have joy. It's not really that we got to be, hey, I'm happy. No, it's really we got to be positive a lot of time. So don't confuse. As Christian, don't let any bad situation drive you to be negative. In fact, be positive. And that's what the Bible calls us to do. Another thing we got to see is that we have to give the best. You have to give the best of you on every situation. That's what happened to Joseph. He probably was so positive that everything that he was doing, he always was giving the best of him. And we can read on verse 3, what he says. His master saw that the Egyptian, the Lord was with him, and the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hands. Why? Because everything that he was doing, he was giving the best of him. Everything that he was doing right. You can imagine to being taken from here and probably take you to North Korea. Pastor, why you gotta send me over there? I'm not telling you you're gonna be there. I just used it as a sample. And then over there, well, there's our enemy. Oh, I ain't gonna do this. Oh no, me, if they put me to do this, I won't do it. If I would do it, I would do it wrong. Yeah, that's what we will do, right? North Korea, that's our enemy. They sent me, to blow this country. Yeah, I will do that. But to do something, no. But it looked like Joseph was different. Everything that he was doing, he was giving the best of him. And that's why God prospered him. And that's why God was with him. That's why the Bible said the Lord was with him all the time. Sometimes we stay away from the Lord because of the way we act. And the Bible said that everything that you do, do it with your heart and do it like doing it for the Lord, not for the people. Colossians 3:23 say talking about that. So even the Bible encourages you to do, to give the best of you. The Bible tells you to go an extra mile. That if I ask a Sister Cookie to give me a glass of water, she said, no, Pastor, take a whole case from Sam's. You bring 45 bottles. That's not being 1 mile. That's being 44 more miles. But yes, we got to give the best. You got to give the best of you. Although you can think negative, you got to give the best of you. And you got to pay close attention because always there will be changes. One thing that never changes is that there's always changes. No matter how you walk into with the Lord, always will be changes. Always something going to change in your life. It's stuff that you say, but Lord, I was doing this the way you told me to do it. And I'm just trying to do it right. But why this is happening now? Always will be changes. In this church, if you look around, a couple of years ago, there's a lot of changes in the church, right? In fact, this morning when I came in, I was talking to Sister Cookie. It's calling here. We didn't have AC before. We got AC now, right? And it's so nice, huh? But before, it was so hot. I probably will be out there and teach her, take this off, put my tie away, and then put it back on when I was ready to come back over here. But that didn't happen because there are some changes. What changes? Well, we got positive changes and sometimes negative changes. We can see that happen on Joseph's life. Look, his boss put him on a high position. He was the greater man of his house. But look what happened when we read verse 7 and 8. And after a time, his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and say, lie with me. Ooh, Lord. Everything was fine till this point. The man got a good position. The man was the greatest in the house. But now he got in trouble. Oh, Lord. That's the way it is. The devil is always watching. He's always looking the situation to make you fail. He's always looking the situation to make you sleep, trip. Yeah, the devil is always behind you. Especially if you're walking with the Lord. If you're not walking with the Lord, he won't worry about you. He won't worry about you. I guarantee you that. Because he got you on his hand. But if you're out of his hand, he only will find a way to take you down. But you got to pay close attention. So what happened when everything was going good? Look what happened now. Now Joseph is in danger. His boss, why want him to go to sleep with her? Ooh, what a situation. And when I was reading that, I would say, I guarantee you, if this dude will be Dominican, it will be opposite way. His boss, why? He will be the one that who had to run away. But thank God he's not Dominican. He was Hebrew. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. But now, not all Dominican. I'm Dominican. I'm not like that. I'm kind of quiet. Yeah. But yeah, we got to pay close attention. There always will be changes. We see in the Word. That's what I encourage my church every single Sunday about to study God's Word. It's not about to read and pass over. It's about a story and listen God's Word, what He got for you, what He wants you to learn. And that's what we got to do every single day. I won't ask this morning, but I guarantee you, if I ask, how many of you didn't read your Bible today? I know you won't raise your hand. But there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people, they don't. And they call to be Christian. If I ask, how many of you already had breakfast? Or planning after church, go have breakfast? Oh, man, man, man. Amen, Pastor, amen. Invite me if you go. Nah, not really. But yeah, the same way you got breakfast every day, unless you're fasting, the same way this got to be your breakfast. What Matthew 4 chapter 4, verse 4 said, that not from every bread the man had to feed, but also from the God's words. So this got to be your breakfast every morning before you leave your house. This got to be your GPS. This got to be your breakfast every morning. Yeah. And that's what happened. You got to pay close attention, like I was telling you ago, about changes around you. Always going to be changing, especially if you're walking with the Lord. What we see is that his boss wife will try to bring him to temptation. But I tell you what, brother, we pray the Lord, Lord, keep me away from temptation. But you had to run away from temptation too. Every morning I pray the Lord that help me and my family stay away from temptation. But I have to work it out to stay away too. It's a type of combination. It's between asking the Lord, give me the strength to stay away. But I have to walk away. If I know I'm weak with something, if I know my weakness, I got to stay away from. Yeah. And that's what it happened with Joseph. When we read we read verse 8 and 12. I got a small letter over here. I think I'm going to need glasses pretty soon, you know. When we read the verse 8 and 12, we can notice. But he refused and said to her, to his master, why? Behold, because of me, my master had no concern about anything in the house, and he had put everything that he has in my charge. He's not greater, my Bible says, he's not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me except yourself. And one thing I like right there is because he stayed away from her, that the Bible says, not just because first they put up on second place, but first because he was afraid to the Lord. And second because he respect his boss. Why we got to stay away from temptation? Because we love the Lord. Because we are afraid to the Lord. That's what he marked, Christian people. If you want to see somebody walking through with the Lord, the mark is that he's afraid to the Lord. Tell the one next to you, we got to be afraid to the Lord. But not afraid that you're going to stay away. Oh, no, I'm so afraid to the Lord, I won't go to church. I'm so afraid to the Lord, I won't go to my cell group. I'm not talking about that. Afraid means that you will concern to honor God, that you will concern to please God. That's what we're talking about. And that's what happened with Joseph. He probably could easily fall on her arm. And the Bible said right there that she grabbed him from his clothes and removed his clothes. But he stayed away from temptation. There's a commentary that said that the reason why this human act like that is because her husband was eunuch. You know what it means, eunuch? People that were close to the king, and they being close to the queen. And the king said, well, I don't want nothing happen like this could happen right there. And they, yeah, the same thing Lorena Bobby did. Yeah, that's what he do to those people. And that's what he happened right there. They thought about that, but all their commentaries said no. It was probably because he didn't pay attention to his wife, and look what she was doing. She was looking his attention in somebody else, in Joseph, a handsome man. And she brought him to the point that she humiliated him because he stayed away from temptation. Brother and sister, I want to tell you, if you want to walk with the Lord, you have to stay away from temptation. Tell the one next to you, we have to stay away from temptation. It's not that you have to stay away. No, we have to stay away from temptation. Like I always say, it's a type of combination. You pray God to give you the strength, but you have to walk away. If you repent, that means that you turn your life different way than it was before. A temptation is one of them. We got to turn to. Instead of keep going on temptation, we got to turn, make a U-turn, and leave the temptation on your back. And that's what happened right there. He didn't want to go on the bed with her. And look what she did. She grabbed his garment. That's what the Bible said right there. She grabbed his clothes, and then she lied. That's what the devil do. The devil going to lie on you. He going to tell people, yeah, I saw AJ. He was at the daiquiri. He was drinking. He probably was at the Smoothie King. And didn't invite the pastor. Oh, you're a bad boy. But yeah, the devil, he going to lie on you. He going to try to make you look bad. But don't forget, like the Bible said, if God is with us, who against us? And we can see that after. That's what happened after with Joseph. But yeah, that woman, I think that the woman should be crazy. Why she got to do this on this boy? Probably because he was a handsome boy. She was so desperate. Man, something was wrong with a woman. That woman should be crazy. I'm telling you. I don't think nowadays that happened. Who knows? Hopefully not. But yeah, we got to stay away from temptation. One thing that's going to help you, if you always have a good testimony, And that's what happened with Joseph. Nobody could say nothing negative. Even when the devil tried to lie about him, even when the devil tried to put him in a bad situation, he always had a good testimony. How do I know? Because what happened at the beginning, what happened even in jail, the man in charge of the jail put him over the jail in everything. He trusts him. Why? Because his testimony. Brothers and sisters, we got to be careful what we do everywhere we're going. We got to be careful what we do in church. We got to be careful what we do on our job. We got to be careful what we do in our family, with our family. We got to be careful what we do at home. Yeah, our testimony is very important. It can help you. You know, when people know you, depend on your testimony. When somebody says something about you, they will believe, depend on your testimony. So the AJ got the rack and threw it and broke the windshield of the pastor car. I know he's a bad boy. Probably so. I don't doubt it. AJ, ooh, you know, that boy, when he was little, ooh, he go to my house, ring the bell, and run away. He go to my house, kill all my flowers. Now, not this AJ. I'm talking about another one. Not Sister Sylvia's son. No, that's another AJ. Not this one. That's my boy. That's my boy. I'm not talking about this. But yeah, if people know your testimony, they gonna believe what the devil said. But if they know you're a righteous man, you're a righteous person, you're a person that really walk with the Lord, when somebody come in and lie about you, they gonna say, that's not my AJ. No, brother. Don't come in and lie to me. I know my boy. He might go to Smoothie King by himself and he didn't invite me. But he won't do that. I guarantee you that. Yeah. Yeah, this woman was greedy. This woman was, she was trying to bring him to her bed. But her testimony spoke for him. Your testimony going to speak about you. The way people know you, the way you deal with people, the way everything you do, your testimony is very, very important. It's going to help you on any situation that the devil tried to bring you through. Yeah, it's very important. And we know that happened. That's what happened with Joseph. Look, Joseph, like I told you, his name means the one who had. And he was his 11th son or his parent or his father. And Joseph was something special for him. He loved his boy. He cried when they told him. His brother lied about him too. They told his parent that he was dead. And they brought some blood from an animal that they killed and thought that was his blood. But Joseph was something special. No, it doesn't matter what situation you go through. You are a child of God. You are very special for the Lord. I remember when I was a child, I'm the darker one in my family. I'm the youngest in my family, just like Joseph. Well, he got another brother, Benjamin. But I was just like Joseph. I was the darker one. I was a little bit different. Most of my brothers, they're clearer than me. I got a few sisters, they white. They look like, you know, from here. And I remember when one of my sisters used to tell me, stay away. Stay away. You're not part of this family. We pick you up by the garbage can. Man, that was hard for me. And I almost believed that. And when I look around, they all clear, lighter than me. And I looked, that was the darkest, especially I used to play basketball. Being out there, I was darker than now. But yeah, it was hard for me. Look at the difference between me and my brother. But now I understand I'm a special child of God. And that's what happened with Joseph. Let me tell you, you are a special child of God. That got to help you. That got to help you to have a good testimony. No matter what people say about you. No matter what the devil try to do about you. No matter what the devil will do about you. And the good thing you have to know is that God always will be with you. Don't forget that God always will be with you. And it happened with him. 5 times we read on this chapter, and the Lord was with Joseph. If the Lord was with Joseph because he was walking with him, if you're walking with the Lord, I guarantee you that the Lord is with you too. Did you believe it? Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Yeah, the Lord will always be with you. When we read on this chapter, on verse 2, 3, 5, 21, and 23, we can read that the Lord was with Joseph, and at the end said, and it prospered. God will prosper your life. If you walk with him, he will be with you, and he will prosper your life. But be careful. Because Joseph was in a high position. But it doesn't mean really that he will prosper because of that. Prosper means that you're going to be a spiritual and healthy life with God. That's what it really prosper means. We all going to go through situations like him. But still, on any tribulation, your life spiritual can be prosper. Yeah, your life can be prosper. When we walk with the Lord, when we do what he asked you to do, when we confess him our Savior, when we repent our sin, and we change the wrong direction to go the right direction, the Lord will be with you, and he will prosper your life.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart presented, a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.